empowerment and education, two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle, inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Samantha Lee Wright. I'm your host here on the Essential Oil Revolution, and I'm so glad that you're here today. Today's guest is honestly a bit of a legend, for lack of a better word. If you've never heard of Scott Schuler, you are in for a treat. He is an amazing speaker, a super inspiring leader, and just an all-around great guy. He's the author of the book Man Up, which is what I get to pick his brain all about in today's interview. And yes, of course, we talk all about his favorite essential oils too, but really this episode is more about life, passion, and also a bit of societal critique and contemplation as well. Why not? We talk about all things here on the Essential Oil Revolution. So I'll be honest, when I first set out on this interview, I was a little bit nervous, not because of Scott's fame or success, nor was it his long beard and motorcycle and towering figure? No, it was more about the topic itself. I mean, what does it really mean to quote unquote man up? I wasn't really sure if I would connect with this message or really what it was even all about or how I would feel about the concept. But by the end of the interview, I felt 100% at ease connecting with Scott and talking about the work that he's doing. He's a great guy, and I know that you're really going to enjoy today's interview. So real quick, before we get to the show, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Sarah Reister, and it is for a muscle warmer. So to make the muscle warmer, all you need is 8 drops of V6 or any carrier oil, 2 drops lemongrass, 2 drops wintergreen, and 1 drop Copaiba essential oil. Combine all ingredients and apply as a post-workout, post-shower mini massage for muscles, especially calves and knees. Thank you, Sarah, for this recipe. Don't forget to get your DIY recipes into the dugout before the end of October 2017 if you would like to enter to win our giveaway, which is a free bottle of Peace and Calming and a really cute, awesome rollerball. So again, email us at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com with your name, where you're from, or your website and your recipe, and you'll be automatically entered to win. Now on to the show. Well, hi, everyone. I'm here with Scott Schuler, who is a Young Living Royal Crown Diamond leader, the author of Man Up and leader of the Man Up Project. So we're so happy to have you here today with us. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sam. I'm excited to be here.
All right. Well, we have a lot to talk about today. Essential oils, your book, The Man Up Project. So let's start with, how did your journey begin with essential oils?
Well, that's usually the funny part, because it started with my wife getting involved back in 1999 is when she enrolled, actually.
Wow, that's way back in the day.
So we've been in the company for a long time, seen a lot of things. And when she first, actually, when she first got involved with the oil, she didn't even tell me. She hid them from me. She was smart, because, you know, when I did find out, I said, all right, who's the snake oil salesman that got a hold of my wife?
Right, right.
And at the end of the day, it took a while before I came around. And the only reason I came around is because we get this question all the time. How do we get our men involved? How do I get my husband involved? How do I get somebody to use the product, or to at least buy into me using the product? And it was me having my own experience with the oils, with the product that we had, and having a good experience. And that kind of started to change things slowly for me.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't convince someone with words. You just got to have them experience it.
Exactly. Sure. So, I'm just glad my wife is patient.
Yeah, right. So of course, FDA compliance, this might be a hard question to answer, but what would you say was your aha moment?
The FDA compliance is great. I love it, because I was formerly a chiropractor. And in that space, I was able to diagnose, treat, and prescribe. And when I did that, here's what I did, is I was taking very careful health histories with my patients. I knew a lot about the patients I was doing that with. And I had an education behind me. In this business, this is that kind of that grassroots thing, us being empowered to take control of our own lives and our own health. And so I think I look at it kind of that way, that each one of us is that has that responsibility of investing in our own health, both monetarily and knowledge-wise. So when it comes to that compliance piece, that doesn't bother me so much. I like it. But it was me, there really wasn't one specific product. It was me investigating, improving my knowledge, and trying different essential oils for things that I was working with my own life, my own things, my own challenges, my own attempt to maintain wellness. Mm-hmm. And so I could list off a bunch of different oils. There could be, back in the day, it was Digize, and there was lavender and sacred frankincense. And so it was more than just one product. And I think that's kind of a key, is there is no one magic bullet for anything.
Right, exactly.
So for me, it was testing and trying a bunch of different things and seeing different benefits that I didn't even know would happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what are some of your favorite oils today?
Well, of course, Sutron. It's kind of like the common, you know, the quote unquote common guy answer is Sutron if they don't know anything else. But a lot of the pine oils are some of my favorites. You know, you've got the balsam, you've got the Idaho blue spruce, you've got pine, Northern Lights black spruce.
That one's my favorite. Oh, I love that one.
And part of the reason those are my favorites is because I used to do the harvest with Gary back in the day when it was just two or three distributors, Gary and a couple other people. And that was just us out there in the woods harvesting trees. And so being part of that process, I got to be one of the first ones out with Gary breaking ground on the Northern Lights BC farm, actually moving the earth with the loaders and dozers and excavators. So those oils kind of hold a special place in my heart. It kind of brings me back there like a lot of aromas do, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just diffusing juniper other night, which was going, you know, was distilling constantly recently here on Silver Retreat. And it just immediately brings you back to that time and space. It's just amazing how oils connect memories and emotions into these smells.
Oh, 100%. 100%. There's so many different oils that I use on a daily basis. And that is one of the best things or biggest things I like about the company we're with. There's all kinds of network marketing companies that have different things like juices or shakes or bars, right? And with ours, with over 450 different products, the cool thing for me is I don't get bored. If I want to try something different and do something different, I can. And because let's face it, as human beings, we get bored with things after a while. We need to switch it up a little.
Absolutely. So, Scott, you are a manly man. You like to ride around in motorcycles and things like that. I think that when the world looks at you, they probably don't assume, hey, I bet that guy's into essential oils, right? Did you find it difficult at first when you were, you know, wanted to start sharing your passion for wellness and oils? Well, you'd been a chiropractor, which I didn't know until recently. So perhaps people were more used to that connection for you. But anyway, did you ever have like any of your peers just kind of be like, what are you doing, Scott?
Oh, 100%. I mean, so, you know, people talk about nowadays about the saturation of essential oils and the market's saturated. And saturation can be looked at in a couple different ways. It can be looked at as something there's no room left, it's soaked up, or number two, it's just well known. When Brenda started doing it and when I started doing it back in the day, essential oils really, there was no buzzword about it. It was something that you had to explain what the heck they were to everybody and then try and not look like a witch doctor.
Right.
Nowadays, it's kind of an accepted term, an accepted thing, and not many people, you know, turn their nose up at it. But yeah, in the beginning, there was a lot of that. There was, you know, like, dude, what is that nasty stuff you're putting on? But at the same time, I didn't mind it because it opened up the conversation. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's the first part. There has to be a conversation in order to share. And sometimes having a big, burly, hairy dude pulling out some kind of different fragrance, it'll start a conversation.
Right, exactly. You got to kind of stand out and to start that conversation. And that's what it's all about. You know, I mean, the podcast that we're on right now, it's not business specific, but I know that there are a lot of people listening that are trying to build their own business with this company, with Young Living. And I can't stand when I see people trying to automate everything and take that human aspect away from it, because it's just, you have to have a conversation. It's about the connections.
100%. You know, whether it's business or you're just sharing a product because you want someone to You want someone to experience what you've experienced. It boils down to one word, and that's the relationship. That's what I love about this business, is the relationships that it fosters. And in order to share with someone, you have to develop that relationship for them to trust you, even to just to try a product if you think it may benefit them.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Scott. So let's talk about your book called Man Up. Tell us, how did this book kind of come to be?
Well, as I figured out who I was for years, I did a lot of things that I thought other people would be proud of me doing. And it was, there were some things in there that I did for myself, but not a lot. It was kind of a combination of my parents, my wife, kind of living that status quo, being, if I was a chiropractor, I'd be clean cut and wear certain clothes. And it's just kind of been this transition of me really coming to grips with who I was and where I needed to be and what I needed to be. And looking at other men, and as I'm raising three boys, trying to understand how to do the best job I can there. It just seemed to me that men were having to apologize for that, for being men and for being masculine. My whole thing is, you know, there's a difference between men and women, a wonderful difference. And for some reason, it's been moved into more of a competition between masculinity and femininity. And it shouldn't be that. To me, it should be actually, it's a complementing thing. We should both be able to, women celebrate their femininity and men celebrate their masculinity, and everybody be okay with it. And so that's kind of this book, is to let guys know, number one, you know, there's certain areas in life that we need to step it up in. And I think that's kind of been like the frog in the hot water turning up slowly, where everything's just kind of becoming common and nobody's really thinking about what they're doing. And so it's more of a thing that guys, okay, it's okay to be a guy. It's okay to be a strong man. And quite honestly, we should be checking ourselves in the mirror and reflecting on, okay, are these areas of our lives, are we living up to what we can be? Are we being the best version of ourselves?
Right. It's interesting. I wonder, do you think so many people struggle with that because of really just the modernization of society in general? Perhaps the fact that we don't need to exert as much physical force as we used to, or just the way that our whole economy is focused around dollars. And I don't know, how do you think we got to where we are?
Well, you know, it's funny because I hear some people talking about, oh, these millennials, what are we going to do with them? They don't know how to work, and it's sad shape and all this stuff. And you know, I was thinking about that one day, and I looked at one of my friends who said that, and I said, okay, let's think about this. If that's truly the way that they are, quote unquote, whose fault is it? Mm-hmm. How were they raised? That's what I'd look at. You know, what influenced them to be this way? Is it their parents' fault? Is it our fault? Is it society's fault? I think what you said hits it on the head. I think it's just over time, the things that we used to do as men have either been taken away because of advances in technology, like you say, or for sometimes it's looked down on. You know, the old hunter-gatherer. Nowadays, there's a lot of people that look down on that, and different things of that nature, of things that used to be kind of commonplace for men to be men. And it's not that somebody's got to go out and go in the woods and kill something and eat it. That doesn't make a man, nor does riding a Harley or anything else, nor does that make you any, none of that makes you any more of a man. A man is not what you do. Being a man is how you show up in life to me. Are you taking care of your stuff and taking care of those around you that can't take care of themselves or that need help? That's being a man.
I love that. I'm glad you said that. Scott, I want to talk to you more about that, but real quick, let's take a short break to thank our sponsors.
Wonderful.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH .com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
So everyone, I'm back here with Scott Schuler, author of Man Up. Now, Scott, you were just saying some really, really powerful words about what it means to be a man. And I love that you say it means showing up. So I want to talk to you a little more about that, especially in the framework of, I'm sure you get this a lot, people saying, you know, hey, Scott, that phrase man up, that seems a little repressive. It seems like you're basically telling boys and men they're not allowed to have emotions, or they have to be these tough guys and they have to be into like guns and boobs, or they're not a real man, right? So, you know, obviously knowing you even for this short while, I can tell that's not your message, but I want to dive into that a little more. And I'm curious about what are your thoughts on boys and men who feel like they don't fit that mold of a quote unquote typical man.
Well, it's, I love it. You know, and then I picked the title Man Up because I knew it would start a conversation. Mm-hmm. It's funny because as we've been advertising the book, I've been called toxic. A spreader of toxic masculinity.
Oh, so sad.
But it's okay because, like I said, it starts a conversation. You can't have a conversation if everybody agrees. There's got to be a little bit of disagreement somewhere before the conversation will move anywhere. The biggest thing for me is I raise my boys. You know, you talked about the emotion piece. Men can't show emotion. And I think that's one of the biggest heartache myths out there. Here's the way I look at it. As a child, we show emotion. It's not always the right emotion or placed in the right direction. And what should happen as we mature is that we should be able to control that emotion to a point where it's released appropriately and at the right time and in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest difference. And there's some men that, and I'll use the term men loosely, because they've never matured in that area.
How do you mean?
I think emotion is a great thing. This piece of misplaced anger or inappropriate placed anger. I mean, I suffered from road rage severely when I was younger. That was emotion that was not the right thing. Men should be able to love strong, love hard. We've got physically big shoulders. There's a lot of weight we can carry. That's one of the things I teach my boys, and that, you know, my dad never heard that his dad loved him ever in his life. And one thing my dad did differently was there's not a time that when he tucked us in as kids in bed at night that I didn't hear, "I love you." Mm-hmm. So there's that piece of being able to say that and mean that and not worry about, I mean, for crying out loud, it's our children, it's our wives, it's people around us, it's other men that we care about. That emotional piece is nothing to be ashamed of. Now, I'm not an advocate for a blubbering idiot. I don't cry at cat pictures on the internet.
Neither do I, Scott. Neither do I.
But I think that emotional piece, that's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, absolutely. And I like that when I hear you saying, like, you had to deal with road rage growing up, right? I feel like so many boys are taught to misplace those emotions because we view this entire conversation in this very obscure, unhealthy way that can cause so much of what you're talking about. So I'm so glad to hear that this is a part of your message.
Well, definitely. And I think, you know, one of the things that I talk about in the book too is competition. For boys, that's one of the things that boys do. I mean, if you boys compete against each other, it's that male thing. It's that testosterone thing. You look at it in the animal kingdom. It's the same thing. It's that competition piece. So competition, people talk about it being such a bad thing. You know, everybody's got to have a participation trophy. Everybody wins. And competition isn't bad. It's a tool that can be, if it used appropriately, can be used to sharpen each other. Competition isn't everything. Winning isn't everything. It's certainly not a bad thing. And I think people try to turn boys into these is just nothing but soft and, okay, no competition. Don't make somebody else feel bad. When it's like, okay, if you lose, that's an incentive to do better and be better.
Or learn something from the winner and vice versa.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Awesome. Scott, so tell us about the Man Up Project.
So initially, this was just a challenge by my coach to actually do something I had talked about for years. And, you know, that was write the book. And as I wrote the book and was talking with my editor is a female, she wrote a book, talking with my wife and other females as we've gone through the process and other men, to me, I understood that I could either sit back and complain about how men were behaving, or I could try and do something about it. And if it's to be, it's up to me. And so it's one of those things that I'm like, okay, let's make it into a project and let's see where we can take this book from into actual action. If I want to make a change, that's a project. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen quickly. It's going to take a little bit of time. And so that's kind of where the project came from.
Yeah. What's it like to be a part of the project now? So if someone went to manupproject.com, what would they see and how could they get involved?
Well, at this point, everything's still kind of, we're flushing things out and trying to look at how we can, there's a possibility of retreats coming up where men are able to go and learn from other men who are doing well in these areas of life. There's also possibly something we're looking at where it's fathers who maybe didn't have a strong male presence growing up and now have sons and would like, you know, instruction on certain things. Mm-hmm. So those are the things we're looking at really starting to institute and starting to move forward with to actually help cause some change.
That sounds amazing. I look forward to seeing how that evolves over time. That's such great needed work. Mm-hmm. So kind of on a similar topic, I wanted to talk about recently you did a motorcycle rally, right, for Nepal and the Young Living Foundation. You raised over $20,000. Is that right?
Actually, at the end of it, we finished over $150,000.
Oh my goodness. That's awesome. That's so awesome. Yeah. So tell us a little more about that, about the Young Living Foundation and why you were so moved to put on this rally.
Well, the Young Living Foundation, that's the beautiful thing about the company is they've got a foundation that supports causes and issues all over the world. The funds that we raise go directly to supporting these different causes. One is Hope for Justice. One is to rebuild Nepal after the earthquakes in 2015. And Soul for Hope. There's a whole bunch of different projects that people can get involved with. The Rebuild Nepal one just really struck me, the absolute devastation after these earthquakes in 2015. And we were talking, a friend of mine, he rode his motorcycle last year to convention. And I said, well, that's the last time you're riding alone. I'm riding this next year with you. And so we decided, well, if we're going to ride, well, why not ride for a reason? And so we thought, well, let's see if we're going to, if we want to do it, we might have some friends who want to do it. And at the end of the day, we had about 16 different bikes that went with us on the way out there. And we took pledges. And then when we're out there, I donated my 2014 Harley Davidson to raise money. Another gentleman, Jake Dempsey, customized a 883 iron, and we gave that one away. And then we had a crotch rocket to give away as well. So we had three bikes that we gave away and raised $150,000, and just had a great time riding across the country for 5 days with a great group of people. Again, building those relationships and just enjoying life.
That sounds like a blast. I don't know if I mentioned my mom works for Harley Davidson. So
does she really?
Yeah, she's an accountant.
That's pretty awesome. Well, you know, here's the beautiful thing about it. I think the best place we can get to in life is when we're able to leverage what we love for others.
Absolutely.
And that's really what it was. I mean, I love to ride a motorcycle. And we thought, man, if we can ride motorcycle and help somebody, how cool is that?
Yeah. Well, and you do it in this way that's so inspiring. And that's kind of been my theme for the past month. I'm just really hooked on this concept of inspiration as leadership and how living such an amazing life, putting yourself out there, being walking the walk and being who you are can inspire others to make those changes and take that action.
Definitely.
So Scott, this has been amazing. One last question before we get to our closing questions. We have a majority of female listeners tuning in. So what kind of message would you like to share with them about Man Up?
Here's what I will say about that. If your man, watch and see, if let's say he gets my book and he wants to man up, watch what he's doing. And then if he is making progress, because here's the thing, none of us are perfect. At the end of the day, all I ever hope for is imperfect progress. But if he is making this imperfect progress, however slight or little it may be, even at the beginning, give him an attaboy. Support him in that move to be a better man, a better husband, a better father, a better business person in his job, whether that's with Young Living or not, it's just in your occupation, in your faith, all those different areas. We all get challenged and we all have a history. And help him walk through that. Be there for him as he walks through that and support him in it.
Yeah. I think a lot of what you talk about too is how nowadays men are almost shamed for putting themselves forward. They feel like they can't truly man up, I guess is the best way to put it, really. I think that all of us can help overcome that by encouraging men to say, hey, look, I see you holding yourself back here. Like, just be yourself and put yourself out, take action, man up.
100%.
So, Scott, let's get to our closing questions. The first is, what do your daily health habits look like?
Oh, wow. All right. One of the things that I do every single day, at least 5 days a week anyway, is first thing, get up in the morning, get boys ready, help my wife get the boys ready for school, and then it's off to the gym. My goal was to be in the best shape when I turned 45 of my life. I've hit that goal, and now my goal is to be even better than when I hit 46.
Good for you.
The gym is one of the big things that I'm doing each and every morning. And not only that, but then when I get home, watching my diet, I'm not a perfect eater. I don't eat everything that I should, but I use the 80-20 rule. 80% of the time, I do exactly what I should be. And 20% of the time, I enjoy life.
That seems like a really healthy attitude. I like that. Finally, Scott, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
I would say one of the things that I talk about in the book, and one of the things that drives me nuts, is inaction. People sit and complain and do nothing. So I would say to replace inaction with some sort of action. Mm-hmm. I think that everybody should ditch just being inactive and get active with something. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be this grand thing or list, but just start simple, small little things first and expand.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Scott. So besides manupproject.com, what's the best way for people to learn more about you and your work?
That's probably it. Facebook, if you go to Scott Schuler, Man Up, that's where we do some Facebook live videos and post some of those things, and the blog will be listed there too. And then we're actually going to be starting a Man Up podcast in the near future. So we're going to be couple guys sitting down and talking about things that men deal with, and having guests, men guests and also women guests on there to talk about different ideas.
All right. Awesome. We love podcasts. So let us know when that is, when that's up, and we'll tell our listeners to hop on over to there.
Awesome.
So that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Scott Schuler. Go check out his Man Up project. Pretty awesome dude. Thanks for tuning in. I hope I get to catch some of you at our live. I think this is our first ever live webinar we've done for the podcast community, all the listeners out there, for a chance to also win some awesome swag and just chat with me live Q&A. I love to get to know you guys. This webinar will not be recorded live, so I hope to see you there.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.